Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about a super common retirement question. How do I create an income from my investments? Specifically, we're diving into the big debate between chasing high-dividend stocks and what's known as a total return strategy.
I'm so glad we're talking about this. It feels so natural to want that steady income from dividends, right? It's like replacing your old salary. But I get the feeling you're about to tell me it's not that simple.
You've got it. This exact issue came up recently with a gentleman named Tom. He's 60, planning to retire next year, and he had his heart set on a high dividend strategy. He'd saved his whole life, and the idea of, you know, selling his assets just felt wrong to him.
I completely understand that. It feels like you're eating into your principal, your nest egg. So what was his plan?
He was aiming for a 6% yield on his 300,000-pound portfolio. That's about 18,000 pounds a year. He saw funds offering 5 or 6% and thought, perfect, simple, sustainable, and it'll help me psychologically transition to being a spender.
That sounds pretty logical on the surface. So what's the trap?
The trap is that chasing that high yield today is incredibly difficult and risky. 30 years ago? Sure. A simple 60-40 stock and bond portfolio would have yielded almost 6%. But today, that same portfolio yields about 2.3%.
Wow, what a drop. So to get to 6%, he'd have to do something drastic.
Exactly. Which brings us to the first huge misconception he had, one that trips up almost everyone. He asked me, why wouldn't I follow a dividend income strategy? He believed that the dividend was extra money, a bonus on top of his investment.
Which isn't true.
Not at all. A dividend is not free money. It's simply the company taking a piece of its value, which is your money, and moving it from one of your pockets to another. When a company with a share price of £10 pays a £1 dividend, the share price instantly drops to £9, all else being equal.
Hold on, really? But you don't see stock prices just crashing by the dividend amount every morning. The market doesn't seem to work like that.
Ah, but it does. It's just masked by all the other noise, overnight sentiment, market news, everything. But the data is undeniable. There's a perfect example of a company whose stock closed one day at 217 pence. The very next morning, it opened at 203 pence, a 14 pence drop.
And let me guess, the dividend was?
The dividend paid out before the market opened was 13.5 pence. The drop is almost entirely explained by that dividend. It's a fact. When a company pays a dividend, its stock price falls by that amount. You are not any wealthier.
Okay, that's a big one to get your head around. It's a zero-sum transfer. But what about Tom's other point? His fear of being forced to sell assets during a market crash. Surely having that dividend cash coming in protects you from that pain.
That's the next logical hurdle, and it's another powerful myth. Let's run a quick scenario. Tom has his 300,000 pounds. The market crashes, and both his high dividend portfolio and an identical non-dividend portfolio fall by 50%. He's left with 150,000 pounds.
A nightmare scenario, but okay, I'm with you.
Now the dividend portfolio pays out his 18,000 pounds. As we now know, this reduces the value of his remaining shares. So he ends up with 132,000 in stock and 18,000 in cash. Total value, 150,000.
Okay. And in the other scenario?
In the other scenario, he simply sells 18,000 pounds worth of shares from his non-dividend portfolio. He's left with, you guessed it, 132,000 in stock and 18,000 in cash. The outcome is identical. A dividend does not protect you from eating into your capital during a crash.
That is genuinely counterintuitive. It feels safer, but the math doesn't lie. But Tom was right about one thing, wasn't he? I've also seen studies showing that high dividend stocks outperform over the long run. How does that fit in?
Yes, and this is the most fascinating part. He is absolutely right about the historical data. The chart is clear. High dividend payers have significantly outperformed low or non-dividend payers over the last 60 years. But, and this is the million-dollar insight, It's a classic case of correlation, not causation.
Okay, so it's not the dividend itself that's causing the outperformance. What is it then?
It's the characteristics of the companies that tend to pay high dividends. They are often value stocks, meaning they trade at low prices relative to their earnings. They tend to be highly profitable, generate steady cash, and are often in defensive, lower-risk sectors like utilities.
I see. So it's these underlying traits or factors that have historically delivered better returns. The dividend is just along for the ride.
Precisely. Once you statistically adjust for these factors, the dividend magic completely vanishes. There's no extra return. So if you want those traits, a dividend portfolio is a very clumsy, inefficient way to get them. And it leads to the biggest risk of all,
which is
excessive risk and concentration. To get the 6% yield Tom wanted, he'd have to build a portfolio focused on a tiny sliver of the market. Of the entire S&P 500, only about 28 companies had a yield of 5% or more recently. That's just 2% of the index. You're taking on an unbearable amount of risk.
So you end up with a portfolio that could swing wildly, underperform for years, and is hard to stick with, all for a benefit that isn't even real. Not to mention, your spending needs probably don't line up perfectly with what these companies decide to pay out.
You've nailed it. Your retirement spending shouldn't be dictated by a corporate boardroom, which brings us to the better, simpler, and ultimately more prosperous solution, the total return approach.
So, what does that look like? Just buy the whole market and sell bits off?
Essentially, yes. Invest in a simple, globally diversified, low-cost portfolio with a level of risk appropriate for you. Then, you create your own income by selling assets as and when you need them. The focus is on the total return, capital growth plus any dividends, not just the income part.
And this actually lets you spend more.
This is the amazing part. We ran the numbers for Tom. Instead of being limited to the 18,000 pounds he was targeting, a total return strategy, stress tested against history, showed he could safely spend 23,000 pounds per year at the start of his retirement, with an 87% historical success rate.
That's incredible. He takes less risk, has a simpler portfolio, and gets to spend 5,000 pounds more per year. All by letting go of that psychological need for a dividend check.
It's a powerful shift in mindset. The key takeaway is this. A dividend is just someone else deciding when to move your money from one of your pockets to another. Don't let the hunt for yield lead you into a complexity and risk trap. Focus on your total return. Build a plan around your own life and get comfortable creating your own income. It's the path to making the most of the money you have. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you on the next one.
Goodbye.